B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch Your Rabbits on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back to Kemba. Decent look, but he's going to pull it back. He'll find Marcus Smart. He up fakes around. Bacon steps to the free throw line. Jumper rattles home, and the Celtics have their largest lead of the day. Timeout, James Borrego.
As you said, a simple game, and you play it the right way. Ball movement, defending the basketball, finding places and areas to deliver. Great game.
And the NBA's best fourth quarter team doing it again. A 20-8 run to get this thing put away, up by 17 now with 4:39 to go, 100-83. Pass Washington, hangs in the air, scoops it up, gets the bounce, scores in the foul, and you can go home again.
We go home. We got to get on up out of here.
Let's go!
98.5, the Sports Hub. Danny Ainge will not be on the show today.
Just found out. There we go.
Just found out.
By the way, the Celtics, the only team in the NBA with three players averaging over 20 points.
All three could make the All-Star team. All three, Fred.
Okay.
Was the argument as to whether or not you were right about Jason Tatum, whether he made the All-Star team?
Yes.
I said that would be a step in the right direction, but you would
readily admit that you were wrong about Jason Tatum if he makes it.
But I will not. I was not wrong about Jonathan Isaac.
No, everyone
player.
Likes Jonathan
Isaac.
Did
you see what happened in Jonathan Isaac last night?
Man.
Well, did you know that he is 2.5 seasons into his career, he's already the 9th most blocked shots of any player in Orlando Magic history?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's been great.
So my
says a lot about Orlando's interior play over the course of
the they only
history.
Had Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's number one, but I mean,
they've been a pretty bad organization the whole time.
I think you would like this rumor though, Fred, regarding the Celtics, because it involves Jason Tatum. Now
traded,
possibly. So there's
and Mason Plumlee.
Well, everyone loves
is that. Is that the right Plumlee? Mm-hmm. I forget about that night in Brooklyn. Was that the right Plumlee?
I don't know. There's 8 of them. And now Zeller looks like. I was watching the game on New Year's Eve, and now Zeller looks like Plumlee. Because he's like lost all his hair.
It's true.
I thought it was a Plumlee, but it was Zeller.
Yep. Right, so everyone loves Karl Anthony Towns. How can you not? He is one of the best young players in the league. He's 24 years old and an absolute monster. He's a center, if you don't know, for the Timberwolves, and he's been playing out of his mind. He's having a career season, and he's not happy. He's not happy with the Timberwolves right now, and the rumors are circulating that he is to be traded before the trade deadline. Now, if you don't realize how well he's been doing because you aren't paying attention to Timberwolves basketball, he's averaging 26.5 points. On top of that, 11, almost 12 rebounds, and 4.5 assists, 1 steal, and almost 2 blocks per game. He is just an absolute monster. And when you look at him, he's everything the Celtics need. A big man. Someone who can body up to Joel Embiid. Someone who can take on Giannis. That is the one, as great as this team's been playing, and as much scoring as they've been able to get, you need a monster to go up against two of the teams that are going to be standing between you and getting to the finals, and who, of course, have big men that are almost unstoppable. There has been a Bleacher Report came out with the most realistic trading partners for Karl Anthony Towns, and one of the very few names that's on there are the Boston Celtics. And so they tried to work out a trade that would make sense for both sides, not only salary-wise, but also realistically, what a trade that they would take.
Towns is making a lot. I mean, a lot of money.
So he's got 4 years left?
No, he just started. This is the first year of a 5-year, $158 million contract.
It's worth it.
It's
worth
a good time to get out of Minnesota, considering that he just committed to the team for 5 years.
He signed it a little over a year ago.
Yeah, well, good for him.
He's the kind of guy, though, typical you look at NBA. And you go, worth every penny.
No, he's a great player.
I just think it's odd that he would sign an extension with the team and then a year and a half later.
Dude, it's the NBA, Fred.
No, I know. It's annoying.
it is annoying.
You mean we're not going to be good now that Jimmy Butler's gone? Come
right.
on. What a surprise that is.
So here's the trade. The Celtics would receive Karl Anthony Towns and center, how do you pronounce this? Gorgui Dieng?
Oh, okay.
Just another throwing guy. But what the Timberwolves would receive in return, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Carson Edwards, Robert Williams, and next year's first-round pick.
Well, Robert Williams, I can't let go.
Does that match up salary-wise?
Yep.
I don't know if that's enough.
That matches up.
I guess Hayward's making a lot of money, so yeah, it does match.
I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. You got enough wings right now, and Jalen's becoming a premier scorer as well.
That's the thing. The play of Jaylen Brown would allow them to do this.
And I love
Brown. By the way, is having a better season than Tatum is right now.
Statistically, yep. No, but he's no, close.
You watch the games. Oh. I think Brown is a better player.
See, I think he's more reliable.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? I bet he's got he's got a better shooting percentage. Tatum takes more shots. He averages more points.
The shot selection is better.
It is.
From Brown than it is Tatum.
There's no question. But because
very
of that,
undisciplined Tatum.
And because of the way that he has bloomed into a player that, to be quite honest, I didn't know he could be, especially this quick, wouldn't you make that trade?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you get out of the burden of Hayward, so that's a
big
plus.
Hayward right now is a huge asset on this team. Like, he can score, he plays well, I mean, but in the future... You know, if it means getting Karl-Anthony Towns, you get rid of him.
Hayward, I think, is an albatross that is going to become more of an albatross because he's just not going to stay healthy.
Well, I mean, the times he's gotten injured, he had nothing to do with it.
It's no, like I understand that, but your body breaks down, then you start favoring other parts of your body. I mean,
well, also next year is an expiring contract with him as well. So, I mean, if you're going to trade him, do it. And that
might make him attractive to Minnesota
yes,
for that reason.
Because they can dump because they dump salary.
There's no question. And Carson Edwards, hey, he might turn into something great. He might be the next Eddie House.
He disappeared from the rotation.
He might be the next Buddy Hield. You know, he might be a guy that's going to be your 3-point sniper. Who knows? But we don't. All I know is that right now, Karl-Anthony Towns is exactly what you need. And if you take those pieces away.
And by the way, remember, you have Romeo Langford.
Of course.
Who I think is going to be a very good player.
Okay. In this case, though.
I'll stare at you for as long as you want. I'm not convinced.
No, but,
I'm not convinced of that yet.
Well, if you talk to anyone in the organization, they can't say enough about his athleticism, which is what Jaylen Brown had, and I think he's more polished than Jaylen Brown when he came into the league. So you have to remember that he is someone who is going to be an NBA starter.
Can you think of think of that team. You got Karl-Anthony Towns at center. You've got Kemba Walker, and you have Jaylen Brown. So you've got three instant scorers, three guys that can not only score, but now you've got a big man.
And Kanter to come off the bench, who has played very, very well recently.
Why don't you like Romeo Langford?
Yeah. I don't. I'm in a day and age where a wing has to shoot consistently from the outside to survive. I haven't seen that from Langford at all.
Well, he's been hurt.
I'm not convinced yet. Okay. You are. I'm not. I mean, you saw more. I'll give it to you. You watch more Big Ten basketball than I do.
Fine. Yes, it makes me an expert.
I don't see anything.
He was a star. He was a star on a bad team.
Yeah.
And I really liked that pick. And I think that's someone who, listen, all I'm saying is going to be an NBA star.
I hope you're right. I do. I hope you're right, but I'm not convinced of it yet.
Okay. Well, John?
Well, I mean, he's a rookie. Of course, not convinced.
Well, yeah, and he played for the main Red Claws.
Right. I'd say I'm not convinced yet either, but it doesn't mean he's not going to be good.
I mean, he played for
less than 10 games.
Yeah, and he's just being coached. I mean, they've really not had an opportunity to coach
him. But think about this team, though. Think about that. You get to keep Marcus Smart as well.
Right.
Okay, looking at the roster you have right now, is this a team that can win a championship?
Yeah.
Are you convinced they can win a championship?
Without making any moves?
Yes.
No.
See, I'm with you. I think that they're going to be extremely
very,
good.
Very good. They're a top five NBA team, as is right this second. Record bears that out. But the teams that they have to contend with to get out of the East, and you've seen it, especially the last matchup with Philadelphia, the Celtics were right there, and the reason Philadelphia won that game is because they had Joel Embiid and you didn't.
You trade Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward to get Karl-Anthony Towns. Are you a championship team?
I think you're in the conversation.
Absolutely, yeah. You are. Yeah. Absolutely you are.
Yeah.
You make that trade 1,000 times.
If Jaylen Brown can continue to play the way he's playing right now, you can certainly afford to make that deal. Yes.
Yes, I would make that deal. Obviously, I would make that deal. I think that's a steal.
Tatum's going to be a superstar. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be a star in this league. I think he will be a top 20 player.
You've watched Jason Tatum play. He's averaging 20 points a game. And it's not because, now granted, his shot selection has at times been weird, but he has certainly blossomed.
Excuse
now,
me.
Now,
is that your coach?
It's Danny Ainge calling me to say.
Oh, is that it?
Okay. Not to let out my information.
Oh, sorry.
Do I think he's going to be a top 20 player in the NBA? No.
Yeah, I think he will be. I think he'll be a top 20 player.
I don't think he's going to be bad, and I never said he thought he was going to be bad.
Well, if he makes the All-Star team, he's a top 24 player, right?
Mark Chambers was the MVP of an All-Star game. I mean, come on.
I'm not saying he's going to be the MVP, but by making the All-Star team.
My point is Mark Chambers was MVP of an All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Mark Chambers?
I do. A wing for Phoenix, yes.
What did he do after that?
I remember playing him video games. Couldn't stop him. He was fantastic.
Yeah, and what else did he do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. He was a good player. Listen, I averaged between 15 and 20 points a game,
Tatum is going to be a good, solid starter in the NBA. I don't think he's going to be a star.
I think he will be an all-star as soon as this year.
Okay.
I think he's going to be an excellent number two.
But anyway, my point and Scalabrine's point at the time, which he probably will take off the table, is that I think they should have taken Jonathan Isaac, which was my overall biggest point.
Okay.
Because I thought they should have taken Jonathan Isaac. And then maybe if you had Jonathan Isaac, then you wouldn't have to go after Karl-Anthony Towns because you would have a guy who's a rim protector.
I would rather have Karl-Anthony Towns than Isaac.
No, I understand that. But you
so getting Tatum, if that means you're getting Karl-Anthony Towns, Danny still made the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I don't know. I mean, then you trade Jaylen Brown and you keep him. So, all right, I don't know.
I mean, if they take Jaylen Brown, see, that's a tough one. Would you rather keep Jaylen Brown now or Jason Tatum?
I'm
on team Jaylen Brown. That's just right now because you're right. He makes better decisions.
He's a better athlete.
He's also more aggressive. That's the other thing.
Yeah, less money. By the way,
he's locked in for that's a great point. He's locked in for less money, yeah. And Tatum's going to want the max. You're right about that.
Did you hear my interview with Danny Ainge?
You know what, Fred? I can honestly say the answer is yes, because I knew Rich was off that day, and I knew Ainge was coming on, and I knew you would have to carry the interview. And I tuned in specifically to hear it, and I got to give you credit. You did a really good job.
Thank you. I think Danny and I, it's a mutual respect society.
Yeah, Danny poked you a couple of times. You responded well. I thought you did really, really well.
I had to do something so ridiculous that morning, and I have not gone back and listened to
it. No, you should listen to it. He did well. No kidding around.
He said he thinks I know more about basketball than I let on.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
Well, usually when he comes on, you and I carry it, and he's quiet. So I understand Danny saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just do that to make you guys feel good. All right, we have more from Rob Gronkowski. Again, the original party animal. He referred to himself as a party animal.
Somebody make us an 80s movie poster.
Yeah, it's like Ogre. Ogre's just a party animal, don't worry. It's like ski school.
I referenced ski school this week. No, it was Out Cold. It was not ski school.
Was it Hot Dog?
No, Hot Dog the movie is the one with Hungry Like the Wolf and Shannon Tweed. No, no.
I mean, there's no nudity, and you're like, what the hell's going on?
In Hot Dog? Sure there was.
Well, not when the girl puts the lotion on the
No, there wasn't enough. You were expecting more. No, I know what you're talking about.
Out Cold was the one where they had the race down the hill, and you couldn't spill your beer.
I didn't see that
one. And the person at the bottom who still had beer in their mug won, and the guy got to the bottom, and his mug was empty, and I went, oh, and then he spits out a mouthful of beer, and they go, woo!
Ski School?
No, Out Cold.
Because Ski School has been on TV, and it ain't good.
Out Cold's all right. A young Zach Galifianakis in Out Cold.
Oh.
How about this while I was laid up? How about the movie Up the Creek?
Oh
Up the that Creek. Movie was on.
How pissed were you?
Cheap Trick, by the way.
Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah. And they played it only 1,000 times during the movie.
Didn't they just take the cast of Animal House and put them on a river?
Stephen First was there.
And then Otter was in it.
Otter was in it,
And how many boobies were in that movie? Several.
Yep.
No boobies. Very, very upset as a adolescent.
Up the Creek.
Up the Creek was on TV.
I'm up the Creek.
Yep.
Great theme.
Yep.
They had to just keep thinking ways that, like, the outcasts could take over the jocks. Like, they're like, this whitewater rafting team.
Yep.
Like, we own this whitewater rafting. Oh,
right.
Yeah?
Well, like, Better Off Dead was the boat race.
Yeah.
One Crazy Summer
is one of the most depressing films, the way it was shot, the constant overcast weather. It's just
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. It's just sad.
Yeah.
The only good thing is when the guy farts.
Which is that came out at the perfect age.
Yeah.
Like, I was cackling laughing at that.
I still laugh at farts. They're in a lot of movies. All right, we'll be right back. Remember, we got tickets at 9:30 to see the Patriots.
Football fans,
now let's check back in with the myth, the legend, the man, the Gronk.
What can I say? I'm the number one party animal alive, baby. What can I say? I'm the number one party animal alive, baby. Woo!
Now, I think that there's some issues with that. I think Guy Fieri and Papa John are sitting there going, "Let's not so fast, kid. Let's see what you can put in." But, I mean,
make me part of Papa's crew.
Yo, Papa here. Being the team.
He can be part of the team.
Yeah. Team Papa.
Yep.
All right, so...
I had no problem with that part of the New Year's Eve countdown.
I don't have a problem with it. I just think it's cool that he's a party animal.
Self-proclaimed.
I mean, the last time I heard... Again, the last time I heard someone called a party animal was in a movie that was based in before 1987.
Was he wearing jams?
Yeah, he was just... No, he was going to take on the guys who wanted to take over the mountain. He was going to take them on in a big ski race. That's what he's. He's like, you guys are just two party animals. I'm shutting down the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Slobs versus snobs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rich, we heard him. He spiked a Steve Harvey Lego head, much to the chagrin of Steve Harvey, who did not like that.
So I posted a picture of him doing that, Rob Gronkowski, and the responses from people were like, I wish Rob Gronkowski would just go away. Rob Gronkowski sucks, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, Rob Gronkowski hasn't changed. He's always been this way, but the only difference is that people are angry that he's not playing for the Patriots anymore.
I mean, yeah, the way they're making him, though, is annoying.
Too much of him? Maybe too much of Gronk?
Not too much, no. And by the way, I do not dislike Rob Gronkowski in any way. But I think that, first of all, everything is, are you coming back? Because it's like the big marketing thing.
Sure.
And it's enough of that. And second of all, I mean, he referred to himself as a party animal.
On a teleprompter, he read that he was a party animal.
But at some point, you go like, come on. Can we just change it around a little bit?
Do you think that was just because Fox wrote that in case people didn't know who Rob Gronkowski was?
Well,
it's almost like those commercials for Geico that you say, you're Brian Arakpo, offensive lineman right. for the Washington Redskins.
Well, I think people might have known Rob Gronkowski just from his play on the field. They didn't know about his penchant for partying.
Well, being a party animal. So to me, Rob Gronkowski was just, he was Rob Gronkowski. That wasn't the part of the Fox countdown that drove me crazy. No, that would be Maria Menounos. Maria Menounos, who is just, once again, I don't know why it's a thing.
She's just always around.
I don't know what she does, but I just don't know what she does for a living.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her, I was sitting in a cinema. You know how they have that video before the previews? I see her there all the time.
I haven't heard Howard Stern in 8 years, and that was the last I've heard of Maria Menounos, is that she used to come on there because she had a weird laugh.
Well, oh. All right. Well, you know what? We'll do this clip first. Do this next short one. This is after they did the Happy New Year. And this is Maria Menounos just yelling into the mic here.
It's time to you, New Year.
The songs they play after the ball drops are so cool.
But then if you thought that Fox didn't have the greatest of talent lined up, this was... Well, first of all, after they did the New York, New York, they said, ladies and gentlemen, the Killers, and they played a Killers performance from Glastonbury this past summer.
And very then, good.
Like, from June. And I went, what? I'm watching and I'm going, hang on, this is obviously Glastonbury. And, like, you know, the signs are all saying Glastonbury. I'm like, dude, that was, like, June.
And then they played Motley Crue from the US Festival.
And then usually right after the stroke of midnight, like the 30 minutes after, you have the biggest acts. Let's take a listen.
Here with Dom Chambers, master illusionist. Dom, you know, I know you're going to do a magic trick. But...
John, your erection showing.
It's a guy who's about to do a card trick.
But he's a master illusionist. An illusion can be magic.
Tonight wasn't magical enough. We are here with Dom Chambers, master illusionist. Dom. You know, I know you're going to do a magic trick, but I got all the WWE superstars here, and I think we should throw you through the table.
I'm up for that as well. Let's do that. You know what? Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's got that laugh.
It's like breaking out the Gatling gun. Like,
well said, though.
Superstars here, and I think we should throw you through the table.
I'm up for that as well. Let's do that.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's her big thing. That's Maria Menounos.
Is she married? Is Maria Menounos married?
She was, because...
She's married.
Okay.
Because she kept talking about how her husband was right there next to her, and Steve Harvey had married them.
Okay.
Which is great.
Okay.
Do you have that, Fred?
I can guess.
Well said, though.
All right. Let me see here. Yes.
Here, and I think we should throw you through the table.
I'm up for that as well. Let's do that. You know what? Here's the thing.
You know, the thing is that she's pretty, unlike everyone else on television. You know, she's from Boston. She likes the Patriots.
Well, then she goes to the next clip here, Fred. You have it ready?
I do. Here we go.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast in the morning, man. So let's go to Maria, who's hanging out with the number one party animal, dude, Gronk.
I mean, when you get Menounos and Gronk together.
By the way, Clown One, the best Photoshop man in the industry, has sent us a Rob Gronkowski up the creek poster.
Oh, good.
By the way, this is the real tagline for Up the Creek. Who says a bunch of boobs can't win a race?
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't show none. Very, very
well said, though.
Oh, why? Yeah. Yeah.
There was a whole box of Kleenex that went unused.
Who's hanging out with the number one party animal? Dude, Gronk.
Number one party animal, Gronk, is in the house, and we are partying so hard. It's a good thing none of us have to work tomorrow. I am so excited to be with you.
Shut up.
Let's do that.
Oh, you suck.
For that as well. Let's do that.
It's a good thing that I'm going to work tomorrow. Yeah, you're real wasted.
We all know.
Let's do that.
That's right. I've done it so much ecstasy. I'm going to have no serotonin tomorrow. Car number 10 of the Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets. Dennis Eckersley, get out of here. We'll score a pair of tickets to Wild Card Weekend and see the Patriots take on the Titans this Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. All right. And, Rich, there is one more, the party animal.
Yes, if you'd like to play this one, sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear. Let's hear from the party animal himself, Rob Gronkowski.
You actually debuted in the NFL at the start of this decade.
Yes.
And look at you now, killing it in Hollywood now,
dominated
baby.
The last decade. Now it's time to dominate the next decade.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been pretty good, man.
I dominated the last decade, and now it's time to dominate the next decade.
For that as well, let's do that.
Boy, how much budget did... I'll tell you what, Steve Harvey must have made a lot of money.
because they just trotted out two people that would do it for 5 cents.
For that as well. Let's do that.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get her. I understand she's pretty, but so are thousands of women that are on television. Ugh. Oh, I don't even know what she does. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Just a whole lot of shenanigans. We will get to a couple stories.
Are we going to party or what? It's a good thing that we don't have to work tomorrow because we're partying.
Let's get to Manish Mehta. We've had him on the show a few times.
I like Manish, but now he's got his own personal stuff going on.
He's all out, in all-out attack mode.
Fred mentioned this earlier. Did Manish Mehta set up a fake Adam Gase burner account?
And did you see what the Jets did?
No, let's get to that, though, because I've not seen that.
Okay. The Jets did something fairly unprecedented.
I like it.
All right. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich.
95 Sports.
Now it's time
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, Manish Mehta, who I like, but he felt he was wronged by Adam Gase, so now he is in full attack mode.
Before all this happened, did you read the article that he wrote about how when anybody, privately, will come up to him and say, "You suck as a coach," he would just brag about, "I don't care, I'm wealthy.
Yes.
I'm rich."
That's exactly what he wrote. Yes.
Manish is... got into it with Gase, and everything he's written about Gase since then has been completely scathing.
Ooh.
Because he was a big proponent of Gase's, mm-hmm. but then they got into it, and now Gase is the worst human being on the planet.
Okay, so what's great about this, Manish Mehta, if you don't know, he covers the Jets. We've had him on the show before. And, his favorite thing to do is he tries to piss off Patriots fans. You know, I think a couple weeks ago, he was ranking the quarterbacks in the AFC East, and he put Tom Brady at the very bottom. And, of course, everyone got all riled up.
I'd put him third, but go ahead.
The way it's been lately, it's kind of tough to argue. But it says here, at one point, I guess that in one of his articles before all this went down, Manish Mehta wrote this, quote, "In fact, some people on one Jets driver convinced Gase or a family member has a burner account to monitor what is being written or said about him and defend him if necessary. Gase didn't respond to several questions from the news for this story. As a matter of fact, at one point, somebody and the Twitter account that they're speaking of that a lot of people have been looking at is called @WyattV18. Now, many people are saying that Gase's son is named Wyatt, and it's named after him. And all these tweets, you've seen it before, are defending
how amazing
he is. Which,
of course, is what Gase would do, is that he would name his burner account after his son.
Right. And just know that he vehemently defended any decision that Adam Gase had made. As a matter of fact, some people did some extra sleuth work and found out that all the timestamps of the fake Adam Gase tweets, none collide with practice or games. Matter of fact, most happened on a day off for the team. One was done after dinner, so he could have done it then. I mean, people really dug in on this. Matter of fact, somebody even asked him at a press conference, "Do you have a Twitter account?" And he goes, "No, do you?" And that was Manish Mehta who actually tweeted that out. So Manish Mehta asked Adam Gase whether he had one, and he goes, "No." However, just the other day, right before Christmas, this fake account tweeted out an article that was written by Manish Mehta, 5 players that Joe Douglas should bring back in 2020 and why to help the Jets move in the right direction. And after it was tweeted, it was immediately deleted and then taken off there. So people are like immediately going, okay, that's an article that hasn't been published yet. And why is this account the first one to put it out there when that could have been? Are you telling me that this is Manish Mehta? And then one of the guys who works for Barstool Sports went through and looked at a bunch of other tweets that this guy had tweeted out in which he sloppily referred to me in a couple of tweets when talking about Adam Gase, and then they were deleted and reposted with coaches replacing me. And I guess there was a decent amount of them. There's 6 or 7 that were put out there where this person accidentally wrote me when talking about Adam Gase, and then it was deleted, and they put in somebody. Yeah, they put in, like, you know, Adam Gase's name or the coaches. So since then, a lot of evidence has come up that this could be Manish Mehta himself. Now, you said that the Jets have done something.
Okay, this might be a coincidence.
First of all, how great would that be if it was Manish Mehta getting busted for making up something that he criticized Adam Gase for?
Now, it's Manish, but I don't have any doubt about it. But if you, it's not Gase, but like, okay, read the name again.
It is of the
account
at Wyatt V18.
Okay, the Jets put out a post, and this could be completely unrelated, that they had signed guys to, what's this contract you sign guys
futures
to? Like futures contract, yeah. And they put a Jay Wyatt as one of the people that they signed. J-A-Y Wyatt.
Okay.
So the idea is that it was a dig at Manish.
Oh, because it's Wyatt V18. They said J-Y.
Or V18. Maybe it was Vincent Wyatt.
Oh, okay.
So there's a belief that the Jets put that out there as one of the people.
Just to piss him off?
Just to piss him off.
Oh, that's kind of awesome. We should get Manish on tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't really...
Hell yeah! Just to ask him, I mean, he's going to say no, but at least I'd like to hear his reaction.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way there it's Gase. The big thing, you brought it up that whenever someone criticizes Gase, he just says how rich he is.
Yep.
Yeah, that comes from Manish.
Oh, yeah, he's the one who wrote it.
Yeah. I'm not positive that it goes on in the building.
It's amazing to watch.
Yeah. So you think he just made
from
that
here,
up?
It's amazing to watch.
Sources say that when he comes around, when people come around him in the building, that he says, I don't care, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that happens. But
so Manish Mehta has not tweeted anything about this. And no. We have Burt Breer on in studio with us tomorrow who knows Manish Mehta really well.
Yes. Manish is a good guy.
Well, Manish is always funny because he kind of gets it. And anyone who gets riled up by him, just know that he's trolling. He's very good at it. He loves getting clicks from Patriots fans. Oh, there was one dude. Speaking of getting, I was going to do a hot take police, but I don't even want to name the guy. Just know there's a dude that's known for, like, being a total badass and writing about how much the Patriots suck. And he wrote this article about...
Is he the Indianapolis guy?
I don't want to give him credit. I don't want to give him credit.
No, his Twitter page has him fighting MMA style.
Yeah.
With the picture across the top.
Yeah. He's a big MMA guy.
So he wrote an article over the break that because of Spygate 2, the Patriots should be eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he goes, listen... I know what the sports talk shows in Boston are going to say. They're obsessed with me. Boston gonna Boston. So that's why I didn't do any hot take, please. And that's why I didn't want to give the guy credit. But he's like, Boston gonna Boston.
Yeah. That's why we need the Patriots to win this weekend so we get a week's worth of Fesco in the morning talking about the Patriots.
Or if the Patriots lose, do you think Fesco's going to go nuts?
No. What I'm saying is if the Patriots win, they're in Kansas City. You get a whole week of Fesco.
You're right.
But since Kansas City will be a favorite.
Oh, that's true. It might not necessarily be
as
good. And
plus, Fesco knows that we made fun of him about all that stuff, so I wonder if Fesco is going to be a little bit...
trigger shy?
Like, a little trigger shy.
Our
about...
listeners were kind of intense, I think.
I mean, he made an ass of himself.
Yeah, he did. Well, Netflix has released... They don't release how many downloads each one of their shows get, but they did release their top 10 most popular releases.
I watched The Irishman.
I heard it's pretty good.
It is.
Okay. The Irishman is number 5 on the top 10 most popular releases of 2019 on Netflix. What's kind of interesting is that all 10 things are produced by Netflix. There's no like old movie or something like that.
By the way, I also watched My Name is Dolomite, which was also very good.
See, I can't wait to see that. I didn't watch
Eddie anything. Murphy is very good in that.
I have one more episode of The Mandalorian to watch. That's about it.
Boba Fett.
Number 10, The Highwaymen. Number 9, The Umbrella Academy.
I've heard of neither of them.
Umbrella Academy, I've heard of that.
Oh, go on, and I got to tell you about something.
Okay, number 8, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. That's supposed to be pretty good. Number 7, Triple Frontier. Don't know what that is. Number 6, The Witcher. I think that just came out.
I've never heard of any of these.
The Irishman. Number 4, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Incredibles 2 is on this list. That is not produced by Netflix. Number 3, Six Underground, which is supposed to be kind of funny because it's like Michael Bay to the extreme. Number 2, Stranger Things 3. And number 1, Adam Sandler with Jennifer Aniston in Murder Mystery. It was the number one most watched things.
Okay, have you seen Mike Judge's Tales from the Tour Bus?
I heard it's great.
The second season sucks, but the first season... So what it is that it's animated. Mike Judge did Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill and Office Space. So it's animated, but the people like are talking. It's a documentary, but he just animates the people, but they're really talking.
Yeah.
And he animates the stories that they tell.
Yeah.
Oof. Those country music guys were effed up.
They are the best. Listen, I don't read a ton. I don't. But I've read like a dozen of old school country like biographies. They're the best.
Okay, I will give you
Merle Haggard's the greatest.
No, he's not the greatest. George Jones is the greatest.
Oh, George Jones like should have. Like people shouldn't even like that guy.
Well, Billy Shaver,
he's done so much bad stuff.
Billy Shaver shot a guy in the face and got away with it. But anyway, so real quick, well, we only have a second. But so George Jones got into cocaine and he was a very, very heavy drinker. So he would get in. He had three personalities: him, the duck, and the old man. They would argue, the old man and the duck, and so he would like have to get them apart.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets so mad at the duck one time, and this is all in his head,
yeah,
that he has the tour bus pull over and he kicks the duck out. Half an hour down the road, he starts crying, and he makes the bus go back to pick up the duck.
Oh, my God.
And one more. And so he's married to Tammy Wynette. He buys five cars. He's so drunk. She throws all his keys into the woods. So he would disappear. So he disappears, and his manager happens to be over. So they go to find him, and he's driving down the freeway in a tractor, which still with the thing that cuts the grass on. So he's just putting over concrete. So Tammy Wynette takes the keys to the tractor and throws them in the woods. So George Jones steals a horse and rides the horse to a bar.
I've heard that one. That's what I've heard.
And that he would put vodka into the trees, and then he would make his own screwdrivers. All right, we will be back. We will have Zolak and Bertrand in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.